Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 701 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Defense intelligence of Ukraine disclosed some of the details of the prisoners of war swap with Russia, which was planned for 24th of January, but was not held after an Il-76 aircraft crash in Belgorod Oblast in Russia, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Representative of Defense Intelligence Andriy Yusov said that the issue of transporting the prisoners of war for the swap is the captor's responsibility. Ukraine has taken all measures to make the swap possible. Civilian transport with Russian prisoners of war was on site on the Sumy front. Everything was ready for the swap. Correspondent services were warned. A ceasefire was announced on this direction. Last time, on 3rd of January, when Ukraine brought back 230 defenders, Russia also used aircraft for transportation of the captives. But then Ukraine was warned in advance, and the request of a ceasefire was made because an aircraft with captive Ukrainians was landing. Ukraine fulfilled all the requirements and the swap was successful. As for the measures taken this time, there was no warning, plus Russia claimed to use Il-76M, a military aircraft with twin-barrel anti-aircraft guns in the tail section. The defense intelligence representative didn't confirm that prisoners of war were indeed on board. Yusov stressed that this particular crew was spotted at Air Base Engels 2 in Saratov Oblast in Russia, where it provided Russian strategic aircraft with ammunition. In addition, this is the very same aircraft which supplied missiles for the attack on the city of Kharkiv. On 24th of January, a Russian military Il-76 aircraft crashed in Belgorod Oblast, neighboring Ukraine. Russia claimed that the plane carried 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war and was shot down by the armed forces of Ukraine. According to the Russian side, there was a 192-for-192 prisoner exchange planned. Ukraine confirmed the planned exchange, but nothing else. At the same time, the defense intelligence of Ukraine said that several Russian commanders were planning to be on board, but were not given permission at the last moment. Also, only 5 bodies were delivered to the morgue of the Russian city of Belgorod, which corresponds with the number of the crew members of the plane. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Through joint effort of the Defense Ministry and law enforcement agencies, nearly 1.5 billion hryvnia, or about $38 million, unlawfully transferred abroad while purchasing a bulk shipment of ammunition has been successfully reclaimed and returned to the state budget, reports NVUA. A loss contract between the state and a special exporter for the purchase of a batch of artillery shells for the armed forces of Ukraine was terminated. According to the Ukrainska Pravda sources, the contract in question is the one signed in December 2022 to buy 155mm ammunition produced by MES company registered in Italy through an intermediary company at inflated prices. An audit was initiated after the Security Service of Ukraine counterintelligence exposed an attempt to procure ammunition bypassing anti-corruption safeguards. The early audit finds confirmed all signs of misconduct. The person responsible for signing is under arrest. Ukrainian tennis player Diana Yastremska lost in the semi-final of the Australian Open 2024 to Chinese player Zheng Qinwen in 2 sets and was eliminated from the tournament, reports Suspilne Sport. Yastremska played in the main draw of the Australian Major for the 5th time in her career, earning her spot through qualification this year. In Melbourne, Yastremska reached the semi-finals of the tennis major for the 1st time in her career. After completing her performance, Yastremska, who started the Australian Open ranked 93rd, jumped 64 positions to reach the 29th place in the rankings. In the Australian Open 2024 final, China's Zheng Qinwen will face the neutral player from Belarus, Arina Sabalenka, defending her title in Melbourne. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just 2 people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.